Wetlands are very important to both people and animals. So what exactly is a wetland?
They have standing water for at least part of the year or are saturated, and they have special soils and plants that have adapted to living in that water. A few examples of wetlands in Texas include prairie potholes, playa lakes up in the panhandle, and tidal and affluent coastal marshes.
As our human population increases, people are using more and more land to build homes, plant crops, harvest wood, and build industry, sometimes destroying wetlands in the process. Today, less than half of the nation's original wetlands remain. This presents a huge challenge to a growing population that depends on a clean water supply. The amount of water on the earth is limited. We're not going to get any more. When it rains or floods, it's easy to think the water supply is increasing, but it's really a giant recycling project. The rain, snow, or sleet is created from water that is evaporated from lakes, rivers, and oceans. As this water vapor cools inside the clouds, it forms small water droplets. When it cools even more, it turns into rain, snow, or even sleet. Through this process, water leaves and returns to the earth again and again. Wetlands play a crucial role in this continuous cycle of water. First, wetlands are natural water filters. Plants filter out pollutants as water flows across the wetlands, or as it moves downward to natural underground aquifers. Second, wetlands act like big sponges, soaking up floodwaters from storms and hurricanes. Without the wetlands, floods would destroy many more homes and communities. Wetland plants also hold soil in place. Without them, more soil would erode away, causing problems downstream for fish and marine life. Wetlands are important to wildlife as well, especially birds. Thousands of birds must find food, water, and cover during their long migratory journeys each year. But as wetlands disappear, the birds are forced to live in smaller and smaller areas.
Wetlands recharge water system for many species of wildlife. Putting more birds into a smaller area creates a stress which will trigger disease. And consequently, when the health of the wildlife disappears, that's a pretty good indicator that the human health is not much farther behind.